Rosh Chodesh Adar Mission, Friday the 31st of January, Rabbi Yosef Perlman, where to give your tzedakah?
Good Chodesh. First, what I'm not going to talk about, this is the 42nd time that I'm here, and that the Shem Mem Beis is extremely powerful, and originally I thought that when I came to the 42nd Shia, I would talk all about that. But it's not to be, because this particular shiur is to introduce a move of various local Askonim in Golders Green who are concerned very much about the fact that the chinuch expenses are not being met sufficiently. There are big deficits, and that means that the rebbes are being underpaid in many places, and it's extremely difficult for the chinuch moishes to make ends meet. So the local askonim have met with certain rabbonim, and in the next week or so, there's going to be a kol koire coming out, which is going to indicate that certain directives as to how tzedakah should be more directed to local moishes, to moishes achinuch, in priority to the donations which go abroad. Of course, it's very wonderful to give tzedakah, but there are priorities in tzedakah, and even more than that, they're going to show that it's not even a question of tzedakah; it's a question of liability, because there are an inyan that if you are a member of a community, you have communal responsibilities, which are actually a chiyuv. And not just simply tzedakah, which you have the tovas nor to give wherever you like. If you are a member of a group, you have a group responsibilities, and one of those responsibilities, well known, is to put up a mikvah, and the other responsibilities are the chinuch hayalodim, and therefore a group of local worthies have introduced this concept, and they're going to come out with it in full cry with a kol koire from the authenticity of the backing of the rabbonim, and that is going to happen very shortly with all its different conditions, etc. So look out for that, and in order to introduce that, the askonim have got four rabbonim, I believe, who are going to give a shir in kol HaTorah in the next few weeks in connection with that, but they decided that in order to introduce it might come better from a balabos rather than from a rov, because who better to deal with the inyanei tzedakah than someone who's actually a balabos who's involved in having to decide where the funds must go. And therefore they chose me, possibly because I'm a rebbe of one of the askonim who is involved in it. Anyhow, that's just the on point one on our sheet here, the advance notice of this proposed cold courage, so look out for it, and please condition your finances towards it. Now, I thought there would be of great interest to discuss a relevant point to this from this week's Sedra. In this week's Sedra, we have the Truma of the in the Mishkan, they all gave all the different things. They gave gold and zahav, kesef and nechoshes, and a whole listing, whether 13 or 15 items. It's a whole discussion in Rashi and Rabbeinu Bachya. They all talk about these number of different types of donation. But it's interesting, if you look at the wording of the pasuk, it says v'yikhu li truma on the first occasion, then it says tikhu es truma si, and on the final occasion it says zos hatruma asher tikhu meitom. So Rashi points out we're talking about three different trumas. One is the truma of the machatzis hashekel, that's actually the second one, the machatzis hashekel, which everybody has to give equally. One is talking about the truma of the silver for the adonim. And the third one is the kol asher yidvenu libo. So the Meforshim suggest that the ones which says li trum and trum are si, that's Ma'akadosh Baruch Hu is associated his own name with that. Why did he associate his own name? Because he says, no giver in that whatsoever. Everybody gives the same amount. No one can say, I'm more important, I've given more. That's my parochus, or that's my Sefer Torah. Don't touch it, it's mine. I've given it, and therefore I demand an aliyah because of it, etc. We've all seen that sort of behavior. And unfortunately, there is a certain giver when you give a lot. However, if everybody gives exactly the same amount without distinction, now Kosher says, I'm prepared to put my name onto that. That's the first point. The second point is interesting. In the first two occasions, there's Vayikru and Vayikru, Vayikru Tikru, but and then the Trumasi, but on the third occasion, it says, Zosha Truma Asher Tikru, as if to say, on the first two occasions where our Kodesh Baruch says everyone's equal, Vayikru, take it, it's fine, you don't have to embellish the Truma, give it, that will be the Truma. When it comes to the third one, which is talking about everyone gives a different amount, where the Truma is much more important, then it's Zosha Truma. Look at that Truma which I've given, Zosha Truma Asher Tikru, the verb of Tikru follows. That's to indicate that it's not quite as selfless as the first two. A lot of what I've mentioned is actually in the Kli Yakar, or as it's not wrongly mispronounced, usually is the Kli Yakar. That's where you'll find a lot of what I've just said. Now, however, if you look in Kisiso, you'll find we have, again, three trumas. And Rashi there says in Kisiso we're talking about the same three trumas that we're talking about in Truma. But there the problem is it says Trumas Hashem on each occasion. Each occasion it says Trumas, Truma Lashem and Trumas Hashem. And it says as Trumas Hashem. On all three occasions it says Truma Lashem. So the question is, what's changed? In this week's Sedra we've got it's one which is just Hatrumah, and two which HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts his name to. But here in Kisiso, they're all Trumas Hashem. What's changed? Why is it different? Because of that, the Kli Yakar in his first Derech says, I disagree with Rashi. It's not Pshayach to learn like Rashi. He doesn't quote Rashi, but he simply says, it can't be talking about three Trumas, because we have this problem. It must be all talking about the same Trumah. And he goes on to give an explanation as to how all those three Trumas refer to the same Machatis HaShekel. That's how he explains it there in Kisiso. However, Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says it's the same three Trumas. So what's changed? Now, you know, whenever you've got a problem, the best thing is to ask more kashas. Whenever you can't understand Pshat properly and what's there, the best thing is, let's see if there are any more problems as well. And there's another major problem. If you think about it, in Kisiso, it's talking about taking the Truma, Tikru. And Rashi says, Tikru Lishmi, you should know when you give, giving is like taking. That's, however, it is talking about taking. Whereas in Kisiso, it's all about giving. Yitnu, you must give, you must give, you must give. Whereas in Truma, it's all taken. Now, why is that different? And the suggested answer is that when it comes in Truma, the Mefarshim say, what do you mean take? Of course, the deeper pshat, the Medrash, is when you give something, you take something for yourself. But the other pshat is you've got to send the bailiffs out. Yikru, the Gaboim will go out and try and get the money. People don't necessarily give. I can give you an example of this. You know, if they take the box around in a shul, you'll get far more money than if you leave the box on the desk. Why is that? People don't think about it, they can't be bothered, nobody's pressing them. But when the Gabba comes round, especially if the Gabba is somebody choshev, that's why it's rather more important to send a Gabba round, rather than sending little kids taking the box round. You get much more if the choshev a Gabba will go round, because the person's embarrassed not to give. And it just achieves more. That is the Metzius. Why is that? Because when the Gabba goes out to, I wouldn't say force the issue, but to encourage, and to, you'll get more for the tzedakah than if you just leave it be. So therefore, the interim is talking about taking, going out to get. Now, how do you take from somebody? I go to somebody and say, will you give me for such and such a mercy? And why should I give you to that? Oh, well, I'll tell you what, if you like, we will give you shlishi, or we will give you maftir. Or we will give you a mizrach seat. Oh, that's different. I'll give you much more. In my case, it's usually, we'll let you give a shear there. And then I say, how much is that going to cost me? But the point is, there is a way of getting a person involved in whatever it happens to be. But, you know, that is not completely Stocker Lishmo. That's Stocker because you're going to get something back. A good name, an aliyah, or Ilunish Neshomo. You know, we'll put your name on the building. We'll make it Ilunishmas, your antecedents. We'll give you something back for it. That's Vayikhu. There, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm only interested in that situation if everybody is equal, there's no gaiva. However, if you've got to go out and persuade somebody else, and you've got to give them something in order to get, then you've got to go and take it from them, then it's hatruma. I don't want my name attached. However, in a different situation, where the person comes along and says, look, we need to put up this shul, we need to do this, and I'm prepared to pay half towards the shul. I want you to be mishtate with me to do it. That's a completely different situation. That's not v'yikru, that's v'yitnu. When it's v'yitnu, you're not doing it because you want the covered. You're doing it because you know that Sibur needs it. Then, if it's v'yitnu, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts his name to everything. Trumas Hashem, whether you give a small amount, an equal amount, or you give a large amount, on the contrary, there, it's considered to be a tremendous mila to do such a thing. When you are told that the situation is such that you have to come forward and do something, and no kickback for you. There's no enticement except lishmo to do the mitzvah. Then it's v'yitnu d'HaKadosh Baruch Hu trumas Hashem in all three cases. If you have a look at Vayakel, there's also a problem. We haven't got time now today. I've mentioned the problem in Vayakel. You'll see it's written on the notes, where you've got only two trumas and both are li. That needs attention as well. There's a slight difference there too. I've given you the Mara Mekoymus. We'll jump from that to the next point. So what we're seeing at the moment, therefore, is this. Where there is a need, and you jump in to fulfill that need, that is the highest form of stocker, and you don't have to worry about the problems of getting a kickback or getting a reward afterwards. Yeah, the reward might come, but that's not what you're doing it for. You're not doing it simply because you want your parents' name up on the wall, or you want an aliyah, or you want a kibbutz. You're doing it because the place needs it. And I must say, a prime example of it is this particular shul. I remember when this shul was started off. People came along and said, we need a new shul for various reasons, a shul which they didn't at the time know there was going to be a Torah away in the shul, but it happened, and people come along, and they jumped in, and they didn't have to be persuaded. People realized, look, we need this place, and that's part of the hatzlacha of this particular shul, that people came along, and they gave their nedova, and they gave their own time and free will towards it, and then Hashem blessed it, and Hashem said, I'm part of this. This is a lesson. Now that leads me to the second of the three concepts that I wanted to mention, and that is the question of priorities. Now, if you look at Shulchan Aruch, there's a number of priorities in stock. And as I said before, I'm now talking about priorities in stocker, although you'll find that the Kol Kori might say that what you have to do for the local education is not even in the Geder of stocker. It's in the Geder of Chiyuv, because you have a joint responsibility to put these communal mosters up. So it may not even fall into the Gedarim of stocker. Nonetheless, we find in stocker and in Halvor and lending, etc., a whole series of kedimus. So, for example, we know that your family comes before outsiders. The biggest chiyuv, of people don't realize this, is to your own brothers and sisters. That comes before chiyuvim to outsiders. And that's often forgotten. And there's a famous story about the big nadvan, the rabbi couldn't get any money out of him for his own family. He said, my own family can look after themselves. Why should I support my family? You know, it's not my responsibility to do my family. Let somebody else do that. So the rabbi then came up to him and says, look, I want you to give me a big donation, but Elum Shem, without telling you who it is, because it's a very, very important cause. So how much do you want, Rebbe? I want £1,000 for this particular course. He writes £1,000, says, but I can't give you a blank check. It has to have a name in it. Yeah, put the name in Reuven Smith. He says, Reuven Smith, that's my brother. Yeah, it's your brother. That's what it's for. And that's the only way you could get the money out of him. But it's quite wrong. If you've got a family in need, they come first. After the family, then cousins. After that, you go further and further, and you go to Anir Ircho, they come first. The definition of a ne'ircho is people locally in your kehillah, and then wider, and so on and so forth. Ani Eretz Yisrael do have a special position, and according to some, Ani Yerushalayim before Ani the rest of Eretz Yisrael. There's a whole bach about saying Ani Eretz Yisrael are the same as Ani Ircho. There's a whole machlokus about that. All these dinei kedima are dealt with. But there's another situation. Did you know a kohen has a dinei kedima over a levi, and the levi has a dinei kedima over a Yisrael? There are dinim of that sort. Of course, there are other factors as well which have got to be brought in. What would happen if you're collecting for one person who's an oni, and another person is a blind man, and another one is a metzora, and another one is ainlo bonim for fertility? Which comes first? Well, interestingly enough, I wrote an article about this in Mavakshi Torah. I haven't got time to go into it in detail at the moment, but I'm pointing out that I wrote a whole article which was shown afterwards without my knowledge to Rav Chaim Kanievsky, and Rav Chaim gave me a bracha and said, this is exactly right, and they added his moisif to it. So if you want to look it up in Mavakshi Torah, you can see it comes out that an oni has actually a kedima over the other three, believe it or not. So there are special halachas of kedima as to what comes first. And same thing here, we've got kedima of Torah, education, anim, all these things have to be prioritized, and sometimes you have to ask a rav. Now, normally speaking, I'm not going to discuss that because I'm sure other rabbanim will deal with the exact dinim of priorities, but all I'm trying to say is there are priorities and you need to know where to give your tzedakah. However, the Rambam says in the Perisha Mishnah, it's better to be mechalek your tzedakah as widely as possible. 1,000 individual donations of £1 is better than one donation of £1,000. Why should that be? Because it says in Pirkei Avos, HaKoyl Lefi Roiv HaMasa. The more you do in tzedakah, the more that gets ingrained in yourself. Because when you give tzedakah, you're giving tzedakah for the poor person, that's true. But it's also to train yourself in chesed. And the more chesed you do, the more piulas ha-chesed you do, the more that you will become a chesedik mensch. And therefore, says the Rambam, HaKoyl Lefi Roiv HaMasa, the more tzedakah you give to more people, that's better, that's odif. However, if you look at Pshat and the Tiferes Yisrael on the same mission, he doesn't say that. He says, Lefi Roiv HaMasa means, according to the difficulty of doing the job. For example, if it hurts you to give a certain amount, then it's a bigger mitzvah than if it doesn't. I remember one guy insulted me terribly. And shortly afterwards, the Rav in Stamford Hill, came to me and said, look, this person is in terrible need, and would you please be able to contribute to it? I wrote back to the Rav, a letter, here's some stocker, and you should know this is the best stocker I've ever given, because I've got such a yetzahara not to give it, and I'm still giving it. That is refi roiv amasa, according to the verse Yisrael, because I didn't want to do it. I felt that I wanted to punch the fellow's nose, but nonetheless, the Rav asked me please to contribute towards it. I don't say how much I contribute, that's another shout. But the fact of the matter is that I did it. So according to Fez Yisrael, that's the fear of the Masi. I get so much more sechar for that than you'll get for giving to somebody who's everybody's heart goes out to. And very often, you know, you've got local moisters. You say, I'm not going to give to that moisters because I can't stand the rabbi's guts, or I can't stand the chassidim, or you can't stand the misnagdim, or he's a swadi. If that's how you feel, then give. Because then you're doing it lefi roiv hamasa, you're doing giving to all the moisters do need assistance. That's the two pshat in fear of a master. But the Rambam says to give up. Now, even according to the Shittas of Rambam, I saw someone, I forget where, maybe one of you can remind me, I saw someone, the Rambam is only saying that as a general rule. However, if there is a situation where nobody else can deal with it, and it's like a mess mitzvah, and you are the one who can actually do the whole thing, and without you it won't happen, then even the Rambam will agree. That's not a question of spreading it all out and say, I've got £1,000 to give, I'm giving you £1 everywhere. In that situation, in order to get the thing, you can put all your effort into that one. Of course you should give a little bit everywhere nonetheless, but you can put your ikkar amount into a particular thing where you are needed in order to keep it going. Now, I've been looking for and searching for the makor. I have seen it. I can't remember where I saw it and where it's mentioned. But that is definitely mentioned, that in such circumstances, you don't have to be mechalek your stocker as low a level as possible to as many people as possible. You can't actually do a lot. And of course, it's obvious, even the Rambam says you give or you share it out as far as possible. It doesn't mean you give a penny to everybody. What he means is, you do give to everybody something, and then that you give more to those things which matter. This is a hadrach I learned from my father, Zichron Avraham, who was a big bocky in Stocker, and he used to say, you give a little bit to everybody. That's quite normal. It's halacha as well in Shulchan Aruch, but if it's something which is very close to you, you can do more. And therefore, when they come out with this kol koire, you bear that in mind. Of course you've got to give something to everyone. We can't close the doors to Eretz Yisrael. People come from America. It goes against the grain to give to people from America. Because there's such a big olam in America. What are they coming to England for? What are you doing here? Go to Pittsburgh, go to Los Angeles, go to Texas. Why are you coming to England? And it's always a big answer not to give them. And then they turn around and say, we're embarrassed to go locally. Why that's local between Los Angeles and New York? I can't quite see why that's so local. But that's what they all say. And they say, we've got to go somewhere where we won't have any embarrassment. But the point I'm making is, you give a little bit to everybody who asks. However, you're not going to give a big amount to an American institution, unless you've got a special kesher. You might be in a Talmud, you might be, if you're yeshiva, from Lakewood, if you're Talmud, if you're just Lakewood, you've got HaKoros HaTov to the Moshe where you came from. But otherwise, if it's a choice between Gateshead or Lakewood, well, Gateshead's got to come first, because it's more local. And then they turn around and it's said that Gateshead is local to London because all our boys are learning there, so therefore Gateshead's got the Din of Ani Eirchot, part of London. That's an interesting shaila. Is a yeshiva which caters for people from our district, and we've got a lot of people there, does that have the same Din as Ani Eirchot or not? Again, it's a shaila of priorities. All these shailas are dealt with in Shulchan Aruch and they have to be looked at. Now the last thing I wanted to do, we could spend ages on any of these topics, and you really need a pesach to deal with it. I just know the raid, not the psak, and I'm giving you the questions which are asked. I'm not giving you the answers that you've got to work at. But the last topic which I've worked at in some detail is this question of how much to give. Now, in our days, does the din of not giving more than 20% of what you have apply? The Gemara says quite clearly in Ksubas, Be'osha Hiskinu, Al-Yavazvez, Al-Yavazvez, Yosem Echomish. You're not allowed, according to many shittas, it's an Issa Gomor, to give more than 20% of what you own or what your wage. So let's say you're making £100,000 net. You take your taxes off, etc. That means you're only allowed to give £20,000 per annum to Stocker. What do you do with the other £80,000? Sorry? Give it to your Einikler. Yeah. All right, of course, when we say the other 80,000, that can go to things which are not stocker. It can go, for example, to pay for school fees. That's not necessarily stocker, as we said before. That could be a chiyuv, which comes before the Maaser. Okay, these are questions. So the point is this. How do you get out if we, Baruch Hashem, most of us in Golders Green, are earning a reasonable living, and if to give, most of us, most of us have got a wage, and the wage is enough just to perhaps pay, the rents are high, it's true, but let's say most of us can probably manage a little bit more than the 20% of the income. And maybe, I'm not assessing everybody individually, but let's look at it. Many of us are in that category. Now, if we're in that category, how do you get out of this halacha? Now, I've written down here 12 ways you can get out of this halacha. 12 ways. Now, first of all, there is a shitta that this halacha is not an issa, it's just a recommendation. You have no chiyuv to do. But if you want to, and you want to do mitzvah chassidus, and we all want to be yoreh shemayim mitzvah chassidus, then you can. So there's a machlokes as to pshat, mevazes al yevazes, is it an issa to give more than 20%, which is poshut pshat, and that is the shitta of Rav Moshe Feinstein. It's an issa to give more than 20%. Unless certain extenuating circumstances come about, and there are plenty of those, but the basic issa in the Gemara it proves actually it's basically an issa, or do we say no, it's a recommendation and it removes any chiv or any embarrassment, you're not mechuyev to give more, but if you want to do more, that's a bit of chassidus. That's one point. Then we come to the het of Osher Muflug, a person who's a great wealthy man. It doesn't make sense, he's got millions, he's a Bill Gates, he's not allowed to give more than 20%, what's he going to do with the rest of it? So according to some, there are definite shittas that Osher Muflug is exempt from that particular halacha. And if you go down the list, you see a lot of other examples. According to the Chofetz Chaim, he is more makel, and he says that a person who's got no parnasa, who's very poor, is also exempt from the halacha, because the whole problem is shema yeoni. If you give too much away, you'll have nothing left for yourself, and you've got to live with seichel. But if you ain't got anything anyhow, you're already in that matzah. What difference does it make if you give a bit more away? You're already in a situation like that. And he says that in Hilchos Lulav, in Tofshin, a very, very remarkable Chofetz Chaim. But he also says something else. He said this only applied to people who only had a certain amount of income, etc. But a person who's got a regular maskoiris and he gets his money every week and he makes a bit more on the side from somewhere else, that the money on the side is not caught by this halacha of alivazir, because he's got his basic parnasa. Once you've got your basic parnasa, the rest of it doesn't apply. This doesn't apply it to it. But perhaps the biggest heter says like this. It says the Chofetz Chaim, a person who is mevazves his money anyhow on wealthy clothing and on kalim, fine kalim, and he goes and spends his money on moistures and on things which are not for Yiddishkeit, and he's wasting his money anyhow, that didn't apply to Salacha. Far better that he should waste his money on the tzedakah than he should waste his money on these silly things. So he said the whole Halacha will only apply to people of Yerei Shemaim who are busy using their money for good purposes, then there is this Halacha. But if a person is a wastrel and he's going to spend large sums of money on lavish cars, and I don't know, didn't know what a Mercedes was or a Cadillac, but you're going to spend on that sort of thing, better you should spend it. Another heter, a very well known heter, is if you need a kapora for some aveira, then don't worry about it, you can give a lot more, because you'd have to buy your kapora. In the olden days you'd have to bring a korban. Now we don't have a korban, so instead of a korban you give more tzedakah, that's a kapora. And which of us doesn't need a kapora for something? So that's a very big heter. Another big heter is for Talmud Torah. Some say the Talmud Torah doesn't apply at all, this din, because Talmud Torah, you get a chelik of the Torah of somebody else. Now that brings us all back to the whole machlokas of the Yisachar Zevulun thing, which is a whole topic on its own. Moshe Feinstein says, disagrees with this particular halacha. He says only if you do a proper Yisachar Zevulun arrangement, then there's no limit. However, since we don't have proper Yisachar Zevulun arrangements according to many shittas, therefore he says it doesn't apply. However, many people say it still applies, because if I give money to a koilo, then I will get a chelik of their learning, and then I'm entitled to invest in a koilo. It's just as good as investing in Marks and Spencer's shares. So I'm investing in the local koilo. That is also, it's perfectly okay. Now once, I'll tell you a maisa, I'll finish with an interesting maisa. I saw my father, Zichron Levrocha, who was a very big Baal Tzedakah. In those days, there weren't many people who gave out a lot. And he, Baruch Hashem, was very much like, he started very young with it, when they came across from my grandfather, came from Russia, and my father used to tell me how hard they had to work, but they always were always in shul and they daven properly. And my father never went to yeshiva, but he was a Baki Bishas, but he never understood lomdus. He said, you can't understand why you're wasting your time going into lomdus. Learn. He knew the whole of Medrash, he knew the whole of Shas, you could ask him anywhere in Shas, he knew exactly where it was. He didn't know deeper pshat. He was a boki, and I learned that the value of Bekias from him. And I remember once when the Ponder Vizhirov Zichron Levrocha used to come and stay at our house, he was always extolling the fact you've got to finish the whole Masechta of the Yeshiva before, what, you take a whole year over finishing the Masechta of the Yeshiva? Ridiculous. You should finish the whole Masechta in 6 months. What, you haven't finished the whole Masechta? You've only done a couple of prokem and a few daf. He got wild, and he used to get very annoyed with the Rab Leibs in Gates, and he used to have a fight about it. And Rab Leibs said, no, we've got to do Be'ion. And Rab Leibs said, no, you've got to learn more. So there was this fight used to go on all the time. But my father was very very makuruv to the Ponavisharov, and they had the same sort of derech. And that he the only thing was that Ponavisharov was a brilliant mind, and because he had a brilliant mind, he wasn't necessarily the same forever. He thought he could do Bekias with his brilliance. He did the Lomdus as well. But anyhow, what happened was like this. My father, I caught him once giving too much stock. He gave away a very large amount. I said, Daddy, you don't earn that sort of money. What are you doing it for? He said, why? I want to give stocker. You know, these people are needy. They need it. They need stocker. So I said to him, Daddy, we've just learned the Gemara in Ksubas. Av mevazves al yevazves yosem mechum. He said, Gemara tells you you're not allowed to do it. You can't break the halacha. Why are you breaking the halacha? That time I didn't know anything about all the heterium. I just knew we learned the Gemara. You're not allowed to give more. You're given more than a fifth of what you've earned. He says, he turns around to me and he smiles. He not always spoke to me in English, except when he wanted to make this sort of point. Then he spoke to me in Yiddish and he says, well, he says, my son, das sollt sein mein ärgster Avera. That's what he says to me. This should be the worst Avera that I've ever done, is I've given more than a chomish. And many years later, I went into the subject and I found there's so many heterim that, Baruch Hashem, he didn't break any rules at all. So I'm telling you, we're coming now to a crisis in the community. Therefore, I strongly recommend that you take account of what I've just said. And although Al Yavazav Yosef Mechomish, this is a situation where I give you full permission to go and break that halacha and give as much as possible to the new Kol Kari. All the best.